Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tune into Fox News this week, and you'll likely hear a public service announcement. Now picture big Fox News names like Steve Doocy, John Roberts, Dana Perino.
It was a challenge unprecedented.
And so many rose to the occasion.
Now, with the end in sight, we hope.
We have to keep up the fight.
Wear a mask, distance where possible, and if you can, get the vaccine.
America, we're in this together.
Fox News host Dana Perino, Steve Doocy, Harris Faulkner, John Roberts encouraging their viewers to get vaccinated. A turnabout for a network that still features vaccine skeptics or outright conspiracy theorists on air. Notice some of the biggest Fox names who've been spreading disinformation are not there. But what's driving this new and sometimes conflicting message? What impact could it have? NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is here. David, why, first of all, do you think we're seeing this new messaging from Fox?
Well, you know, I hear the word turnabout. It strikes me more like a roundabout. I think Fox has had, in some ways, more of them than you'd find in the carousel in Central Park up here in New York City. It's you are seeing a more concerted effort to have people, significant figures at Fox, explicitly talk about the value of the vaccines, particularly in this PSA. I think there was one earlier in the year as well about, you know, the importance of the vaccine, health, safety, and other things. But, you know, I wouldn't say it's totally reflected in what we're seeing in their programming. And you're having moments where Steve Doocy, for example, got in a push and pull with his co-host Brian Kilmeade earlier this week about it. And he said, look, it saves lives. It's very clear. You saw Sean Hannity saying, hey, look, it's important. Vaccines work. Talk to your doctor. But it's often surrounded by a lot of anger at public health officials, who are in sense trying to get out the same message and perhaps doing it a little bit more sternly. I think all of it has to be viewed in light of the strong surge in particularly in red states where vaccination levels just simply aren't as high, and Fox is being pressured on that.
Well, you mentioned Sean Hannity. Now, we should say Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham are not on board. They've criticized the COVID vaccines just this week. But then there's Sean Hannity. In March, he called the virus a hoax. This Monday, he told his viewers, take the virus seriously. He said this.
And it absolutely makes sense for many Americans to get vaccinated. I believe in science. I believe in the science of vaccination.
But then last night, he played that down.
I never told anyone to get a vaccine. I've been very clear. I am simply not qualified. I am not a medical doctor. I know nothing about your medical history or your current medical condition.
And David, it strikes us, you know, Sean Hannity still has enormous influence, but it's being dwarfed by Tucker Carlson's. And so what do you make? I mean, is there some internal fighting over what the message is or what viewers are telling these hosts they want the message to be?
Well, I think you've hit on something very important, just as with the question of whether or not Joe Biden's win in November was legitimate. And it was. A lot of core Fox viewers and a lot of core Trump supporters, who are often the same folks, don't want to hear this from the Biden administration, don't want to have these limitations on, and don't trust what public health officials often, even in their state and local jurisdictions, are telling them. And so in some ways, Fox has been following their audience on that. For Tucker Carlson, who has spent so much time trying to take down former President Trump's critics, you know, it is seemingly a reflexive reaction to take down those who are pushing a harder line on this than the former president did. You know, Sean Hannity, you know, has seemingly straddled both sides on this, but he hasn't been the worst of the bunch. I got to say, Tucker Carlson and Ingraham, as you've suggested, have really gone out of their way to play up every possible instance that could cast a concern about a vaccine. When you're talking about, you know, hundreds of millions of people being vaccinated across the world, you know, A, you're going to have a certain number of instances crop up, and B, the proof that there hasn't been widespread problems with these ones that we're using in America suggests they actually are quite safe.
Well, this is also happening within this organization, which had been seen as a mouthpiece, for instance, for the Trump administration, certainly leans right as the virus is ripping through red states. Now, some GOP lawmakers are also changing their tune. Representative Steve Scalise, the House number two Republican, posted a picture of himself getting a dose this week, months after he was eligible for one, but getting one. So how is that affecting this political calculus since the Delta variant is hitting red states harder? Do you think there could be a broader shift across the board in how both lawmakers and talk show hosts talk about this?
I think you're seeing it's almost like three steps forward, three steps back in some ways. You are seeing some conservative government officials, governors, lawmakers saying, look, this is an incredibly important thing and we have to get level of vaccinations up. And then you're seeing sort of this mealy-mouth stuff. You know, from Hannity, he's basically saying, I'm not against the vaccines. I agree with them generally. Talk to your doctor. But it's really stopped short from urging. You know, the reason public health works is because there is, I got to say, a message based on the best facts that we have in front of us that this is a necessary thing to do. And Fox right now is both doing that through the public service announcements we heard at the top of this segment and not in terms of what they're showing with a lot of their top-rated hosts.
Yeah. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thank you.
You bet.